Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The last story in my series, The Raising of the Dead, is a two-part story from the life of the prophet Elijah. Remember, Elijah has brought a young man back to life before. And once again, he's going to have a woman crying out to him to save her son. There was a rich woman who lived on the path that Elijah the great prophet would pass on his journey to and from Mount Carmel. She offered her hospitality to Elijah every time he passed by. It became a regular stop for Elijah. The woman even built a special bedroom for Elijah and his companions to stay at her home. Now, she did not have any need, but she was a barren woman with no children. So Elijah blessed her and said, "At this season next year, you will embrace a son." "No, my lord. O man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. Do not deceive me." At the end of the season, she bore a son just as Elijah foretold. The years went by and the son brought joy to this woman until the day the boy became ill and died in her arms. She mounted a donkey and did not stop until she reached Mount Carmel. Finding the man of God, she said these words for him. "O man of God, you deceived me. I didn't ask for a son, and now your God has taken him away from me." Elijah called his servant Gaza and gave him instructions to quickly travel to the woman's house, taking Elijah's staff. "Gaza, leave immediately and take my staff in your hand and depart. If you meet anyone on the road, do not salute them. If anyone salutes you, do not answer them. With great speed, go to her home, and I want you to lay the staff on the boy's face." He grabbed the staff and walked out the door. Elijah is one of God's most powerful prophets in the Bible. He's so powerful, he can pass on the power of God to a stick. At least at first glance, the story looks that way. Next, we will see what it actually takes to move God's hand to restore life. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.